All the national television cameras are focused on the Pope's visit to Washington, but there's another world leader on the other coast. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Seattle, meeting with tech and business leaders on his way to Washington Thursday, where the topic is expected to be the first arms control accord for cyberspace, a commitment by both the U.S. and China to not use cyber attacks to cripple infrastructure. And then last night in Seattle, President Xi spoke about cyber crime, saying his government will not engage in it. So why start a trip to the U.S. in Washington State? It has something to do with Boeing and Microsoft and even a candy maker. Carolyn Adolph from Here and Now contributor KUOW starts our look at the Chinese president's visit in the U.S.
China, says Boeing, will soon be the largest commercial plane market in the world. Already a quarter of the planes that Boeing builds go there, including the 747 that brought Chinese President Xi Jinping to Seattle. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman extended the president's greetings to America.
He wishes to extend his greetings and best wishes to the American people on behalf of 1.3 billion Chinese people.
Greetings to Boeing are unnecessary. Their relationship is so close that parts made in China are inside Boeing planes worldwide. So it makes sense that a roomful of business people would pay $100 for lunch and the chance to listen to Boeing talk about the opportunities in China.
You know, we expect it to overtake the U.S. market in terms of size around 2030.
Randy Tinseth is vice president of marketing for Boeing Commercial Airplanes. The reason for his optimism? China's growing middle class.
From a population perspective, China is about four times the size of the United States. Its middle class is bigger than the population of the United States.
They want consumer goods and they want to fly. And Boeing doesn't have a Chinese competitor for passenger airplanes yet. But American tech companies know what happens when China decides they're unwelcome.
They're used to competing on a level playing field, and China makes that hard.
Todd Bishop is an editor with GeekWire, a Seattle tech news blog.
And it's just a challenge for these firms to essentially operate in a way that's not in a free market.
Internet companies face an additional obstacle because they're structured around a free internet and China demands controls. Todd Bishop.
Some of them can't even operate there. Facebook, Google, they're filtered out and they can't operate there. With Microsoft, China essentially put a ban on Windows 8 sales to the government and they're developing their own operating system.
Then there's the issue of cyber spying. Is China spying on us? Are we spying on China? Those are the macro issues, but there's a micro issue that can affect anyone doing business in China. The rules change all the time. Almond Roca. You know the candy. It was growing well in China. John Malin is chief operating officer at the company based in Tacoma. He says China made a new rule to stop public servants from giving each other gifts, even candy.
Anti-excessive consumption.
A fifth of the candy business disappeared.
It affected us in that year, and it slowed our growth the following year.
But the attitude here is that the opportunities are worth the danger, and the danger is shared.
In my 9 trips to China and talking with Chinese leaders, they'll tell you about all the risks that they're taking, opening up to U.S. investment as well.
Congressman Rick Larson represents Boeing territory north of Seattle.
We just look at some of the hurdles that occur between the two countries and say, well, then we just throw up our hands and not work together. Well, then neither country is doing the rest of the world a favor.
President Xi sits down with tech and business leaders today. It's their chance to deal with some of the most contentious issues facing China and the U.S. For Here and Now, I'm Carolyn Adolph in Seattle.